Hey, good morning, the lovely Christy.
Good morning, Mike.
Hi, Andy.
Hi, Mike.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Sioux Falls. Is there a story about Sioux Falls that I read, was seen on television about the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yes.
Not being allowed in schools there or something?
Yes, middle schools have brought it back. And they had stopped allowing it.
I think they should allow it. They should do it.
I agree.
It's the right thing to do.
Absolutely. Pop quiz question. Name the name of the Hollywood couple that are full-blown preppers. Is it David and Victoria Beckham? Is it Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie? Or is it Nick Cage and his wife, Kim? Answer in just a minute. Movie weekend update. Only because this is a great weekend to see movies. Hunger Games, Catching Fire, 4 stars. Nebraska, 3.5 stars. Best Man Holiday, which opens today with Terrence Howard. The only reason to see this one is that the other two are sold out. And be on the lookout, please, for Long Shot, Kevin Lowell's story. This is a great documentary about a kid who fought all kinds of odds. Oh, yeah, including only having one arm, and yet he played Division I basketball. Just a great documentary. It's in pretty wide release. If you can, try to find it. It is 4 stars. TV news, the Discovery Science Channel will feature its first feature film, Saturday, The Challenger Disaster, an in-depth look of the Challenger explosion. This is a great film starring William Hurt and Brian Dennehy. You know, I lost a friend on the Challenger, astronaut Ellison Onizuka from my hometown in Hawaii. Great buddy, good guy. NBC TV is bringing back Last Comic Standing. Odds and ends, Lady Gaga admits that she's been seeing a shrink. She says she's been hearing crazy voices for years. Maybe it's those crazy voices that's been telling her to wear those stupid clothes that she wears. You know, I was looking at some old celebrity that once dated years ago. Roger Ebert once dated Oprah Winfrey. Tom Cruise once dated Cher. Prince once dated Kim Basinger. But my favorite is still Christina Applegate and Brad Pitt, who dated several weeks. They went to the MTV Awards together. And Christina was so fed up with Brad Pitt's ego back then, she excused herself, went to the bathroom, picked up another guy, and had that guy give her a ride home. She's never talked to Brad since. I love it. And the answer to the pop quiz question, who's the preppers? Brad and Angelina, David and Victoria Beckham, Nick Cage and his wife, Kim.
I want to say Nick Cage.
That's what I'm saying.
I put them in there because everybody will say Nick Cage because he's a nut.
Uh-oh, okay.
But we're wrong, right?
David and Victoria Beckham.
Really, huh?
Yeah, and it's Victoria who's been really pushing David to do this. Hey, have a great day. We'll do it tomorrow. Mike Evans, we're in Hollywood. See you.